Hi, my name is Briet. I'm an artist from Iceland, and you're listening to Give Me a Beat.
Iceland is very advanced in a female rights. It's a role model for any country that is trying to achieve diversity in politics, in business. How it is in the music? Did you feel that you had equal opportunities when you were traveling outside of Iceland? Did you see the difference, or when you were speaking with the artists not based in Iceland? What are your impressions about that?
I haven't felt a lot of difference between countries. People are very, very open here in Iceland, and yeah, it's you can feel a lot of equality. But there are a lot of questions that I get asked that, you know, I know no male artist would be asked, and that's the questions like, who is writing your lyrics for you, and who is writing your stuff for you, and like, just like I am just some kind of a puppet for somebody else. And there are questions like that you still get asked here in Iceland. And sometimes, like, there's a festival in Iceland, and the person that is booking you, they are talking about, we need female artists, so would you like to come and play? Mm-hmm. Which is a horrible reason to get an artist to come and play just because they're female, you know. And you don't sign me up for this just because I'm female. Not just do it because I'm good, you know. Yes. And so it's sometimes you can feel that, and definitely you can feel some inequality still. But yes, it is true that we are good role models here in Iceland for the equality.
Ég fór aðra leið og nú rata ég ekki. skrítið sko. En þetta var svo fallega líka, þú veist, af því að við varum bara kveðir að skilja. Þú veist, fallega var rosa fallega, en við var bara að taka yfir, þannig að við þurfum bara aðeins að setja stopp á það. Að þá fær maður svo mikil sem það sitt, en þetta góða var svo gott. En einu sem hún gæti gera var bara haldið því að skilja, en hann gat það ekki. Og þá var við þetta svo, þú veist.
So you have actually the new single, Cold Feet, And you have a video for that single, which I thought is amazing. The video is really great. So now you are actually going back in writing, creating in English. So how did this happen? And is there anything coming up? What is in preparation?
I mean, I did start in English and that was what I was gonna do. And like I said earlier, I kind of just started to write in Icelandic just to have a background or just a safe space to come back if I got big and wanted to go home, you know. That, and there was like people would like that, you know. So that was always the plan. And this album that came now that was in Icelandic, it kind of just came not on purpose. Like I said, it just kind of got written by itself in a very short time. So it wasn't the plan to make an album, you know, it just happened. And the plan is and always was to write in English. And that's what I'm going to do now. So I don't know what's coming up. I'm just going to release few singles and I don't know, maybe I'll get into a heartbreak and write another album. We'll see.
So basically your album in Icelandic, it was almost like really unplanned, kind of an emotional time. It's almost like you took a break from that other plan and you did this and then the rest is history because it got its own life and it went maybe in direction you didn't plan.
Yeah, I mean, and I think the pandemic was a very big part of it because it wouldn't make any sense to try to reach out and do English songs and stuff because like everything was closed. You couldn't even go to, you know, try on doing it. So it was just meant to be.
I've been running around to figure out how to make things better. Cause you've been running around, turning everything upside down. I'm pushing clouds away, but you bring back the gloomy weather. We keep running around but fall down in the same old pattern. And there's nothing left to say. Time to walk away. Cause I can't stick around just when you want me. And I won't stick around if you got coffee. You got coffee, baby. No, I won't stick around if you got coffee, baby. First in line to say I could have done a lot of things better. And when I break it down, it gets hard to breathe. But let's not pretend that you didn't do the same to me. I'll be the first in line to leave all of it.
considering now the new music and that album that you are actually working on, so Cold Feet, is it going to be part of that, or is the Cold Feet just a single in between?
I think Cold Feet is a single, and I always have the rule of trying to not keep myself in a box, although that's what I'm doing in the video. But I always want to try new stuff, and I always want to explore and try new genres and expand my music. And so the songs that I'm working on right now, they're very poppy and fun. So I think there are going to be a few singles, and then maybe I will do some album in the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. And are you still working with the same producer, or are there some surprises?
Yeah, I am working with the same producer, but always taking talented people into the studio to play the instruments, because me and Palme are not very good at that.
Yeah. And is there anything else planned? I mean, the world is getting back into more or less normal. We are hoping it's going to stay like that. So do you have any tour planned or some festivals, something that you're looking forward?
Yeah, I mean, I am playing in Denmark just in 2 days, and I will be playing in Boston in April. And the plan is to play and tour a bit, but I would like to sign some deal somewhere, and the plan is just to be open and write music.
Great. Where do you see yourself in several years? What would be a dream for you to achieve in a few years?
I've been asked that question a lot, and I think I'm just going to be at the place where I'm supposed to be. And I know I'll be doing something that makes me happy, and I will hopefully be acting more, just meeting great people and making more music. And hopefully I'll just be happy.
Yes. Yeah, I'm also hoping that. So you just mentioned acting. So what was your acting experience? And I guess you enjoyed it. So maybe you can tell us a little bit. How did this feel for you?
It's kind of the same as music, kind of. It's just a lot of emotions and expressing those emotions in words. So I haven't studied any acting or anything, but I have acted in a few like short movies and stuff. So I really enjoy it, and I would like to do more of it. So hopefully there's just more to come. I'm not very serious about it. I'm just open for it, you know.
Stað þar geymi ég allt sem